The humanitarian situation in Sudan has been deteriorating rapidly since violence broke out 12 days ago. People say they are running out of food, water and medicine.
We are really suffering. Grain mills are closed and we cannot grind our stock of wheat. Most basic commodities are absent and if they are available, the prices are very high.
Living conditions are very dire for everyone. Prices have soared and means of transportation are almost gone. People are really suffering.
It's not only Sudanese. These Rohingya refugees fled persecution in Myanmar. They now find themselves in the middle of another conflict.
We need the safe zone because here the situation is very bad, very heavy fighting with two groups. So we need the rescue anywhere, need the safe zone.
Some people have managed to escape. A boat carrying 1,600 citizens of 50 countries has docked in Jeddah in Saudi Arabia. And the United Nations says at least 20,000 people have arrived in Chad. At the weekend, inmates escaped the Kobar prison in the capital. A high-profile detainee who served in former President Omar al-Bashir's government announced he had left the prison. Ahmed Haroun is wanted by the International Criminal Court on charges of crimes against humanity in Darfur. The army says Bashir is being held in a military hospital. Despite this, the army says it's in control.
It is the pride of the Sudanese army that we had not touched a single facility or any infrastructure. It is the rapid support forces that destroyed them. This war will come to an end very soon, and you will listen to the final statement. All of the main facilities are operational and in order, including the electricity and water supplies.
But the rapid support forces posted a video on social media saying it had taken over a major oil refinery and power plant about 70 kilometers from the capital, Khartoum.
We are in full control of the refinery. We believe in action, not empty words. This is not the time for their nonsense. We control the majority of the country, north, south, east and west. We have 200% control over Sudan.
The United Nations says there is no sign the warring parties are ready to negotiate and has warned of further suffering as long as the fighting continues. Asad Beg, Al Jazeera.
Now, these students from other countries are stuck inside Khartoum and they're pleading for help.
This is an appeal by the Yemeni students in Sudan to charity and relief organizations and to benevolent businessmen. We are living under the brunt of shelling and gunfire, helpless and defenseless. We are left with no options as we have sent similar messages to our government. As you can see, Yemeni students are left without shelter.
We've been here almost like 3 days with no food, with no water. What is this?
Doesn't make sense. They're supposed to do more than this, wallahi. We expect them.